All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, independent, non-commercial radio. And it's that time, live from Studio J, it's 5 o'clock, it's time for a live performance. And in the studio, we have Ma Baker. Can you hear me, gentlemen? All right, try one more time, I think we got it.
Can you hear us now?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, everything's good to go.
Doing well, how are you?
I'm doing great. All right, why don't we get started? You're going to start out with Fraulein, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, and in the house we have Ma Baker doing a live performance for us. All right, if you don't mind, gentlemen, if you could go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you do, that kind of thing.
I'm Jared, play the drums.
Okay.
I'm Ian, I play the bass.
I'm Guy, I play the guitar.
I'm Jordan, I play guitar, synthesizer, and sing.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we're working out a couple of sound issues, but other than that, you're sounding great. Sounds perfect through here.
Thank
Everything's
you.
Going through. Can hear you perfect.
Awesome.
So, all is good. So, how long you been together as a band?
We started out in 2012, kind of just getting together, not really writing any songs, just kind of jamming and, you know, learning each other. And then at that time, we were all still living in our parents' houses, and we rented a storage unit that let us play inside. They installed electricity for us. Thank God for them, actually. they started us all out. And then from there, we started fully improvising shows. And then people ended up liking that. So we were like, we should probably write some music.
Okay.
And then we did. So yeah, we were under a different name before. And then once we started writing, we became Mob Baker. So altogether, I guess like 6 years.
Wow. So that's quite a while.
Yeah.
You've had a chance to hone your craft together as
Definitely.
A four piece.
Yep.
And if you don't mind talking about it, you did a little bit of horns there for a moment. You did an EP.
Yeah. Yeah. We did an EP. I guess it's just self-titled. This place called Willis Sound. And yeah, that went great. We wrote a couple songs with horns. Now we're back to the original four, and we like doing that. We like bringing in other musicians and writing with them and stuff like that.
So it sounds like something you'll probably do again in the future.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just to change things up a little bit and make
mm-hmm.
it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring in another, you know, somebody else who brings a different outlook on the music and really freshens things up.
That's cool. All right, so who does most of the songwriting? Is it all four of you, or?
Mostly Ian and Jordan, and then they'll usually bring either full compositions to us or just like ideas, and then mm-hmm. we'll each, you know, layer our own parts over that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
We co-write too.
Let's see Definitely. What we have now. We got another one.
Yeah, absolutely. What's this one called?
Blue.
Blue. Thank you.
Wow. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Ma Baker. Oh, you still got energy for more there?
Oh, yeah.
I always wondered, how does bands like yourself do that? You got these long jams that kind of seem to go on forever. How do you have that energy?
I think we, or at least myself personally, I think I can speak for all of us. We get energy from the music, and the longer it goes on, the more natural it feels. And mm-hmm. I think that really helps us. I would prefer to play 3-hour shows every time than a 30-minute show or anything less.
Okay. So unfortunately, you were born at the wrong time. You could have played alongside Grateful Dead or something like that.
Well, maybe we still can, you know, they're still kicking.
Well, equivalent of, but yeah. I remember when I saw them back in the early 80s, that was something. And they played they call it DTE now, but it was Pine Knob. That's right. I'm never going to call it anything but Pine Knob.
It's a better name.
But they went on at, I think it was something like 6:45 that evening. Mm-hmm. Took a 10 or 15 minute break, and I think they went to at least midnight.
Whoa.
And they didn't have that strict curfew like you have now, so they just kept playing. I mean, they were like, one song was for them sometimes was longer than some people's full sets, you know?
That's my kind of music.
Yeah, that's
right.
But they were really good at it, and you guys are good too, man. Yeah. Why don't you quickly tell our listeners, like, if all the different ways they can find your music, they can check it out, listen to it, stream it, buy it, whatever. I shouldn't say buy, but you know what I mean.
Right. So you can listen to our music on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MaBakerOfficial. And if you're just now hearing this name and you're thinking, what is Ma Baker? It's MA BAKER.
Mm-hmm.
And if you Google that, you'll find all kinds of good stuff. But Ma Baker Official is the one that gets you to our music. So you can look it up on Facebook, SoundCloud. We post a lot of our music to archive.org.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just search.
That's a good place to have your music.
It's
yeah.
a great resource
mm-hmm.
For any kind of thing. But we put our music up on there. And we have an album coming out that was actually it's a recording of a live show from a festival that we impart through with a band called Liquid Thickness and a bunch of help from all of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that album, Live from Groove On Up, will be coming out very shortly. And if you go to our Facebook page, you can find out more information on that.
Okay. Is that going to be a physical release? Or?
Yes. It will be at least on CD, and we are really hoping that we will get to press it to vinyl just for fun.
Oh, that would be a great thing. You know, the type of music you do, and vinyl is big now again, so that would be perfect.
And better quality.
And better sound quality, as my sound engineer always reminds me. Everybody thinks that CD is better. No, it's not. It's not at all. It's cleaner in a way, but in a more septic way. You know, it's not...
Yeah.
It's not that raw sound like you actually hear in the room when you're listening to a live performance. You can't beat it. But do you folks have any shows coming up at all anywhere? Or?
We do have a show this Saturday night
mm-hmm.
At Ziggy's in Ypsilanti. It's right there on Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
We're going to be playing with a band called Cat Lung.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they're opening up. We should be starting at around 10 o'clock. So please come on out. I'm almost positive it's a free show. So please come and just hang out with us and check out our music if you dig it.
That's great. And Ipsy's not that far from here at all. Okay. All right. Why don't we get back into it? We're going to do Jammy.
Yes.
This is Jammy.
Thank you.
back down, or do I have to dive into the waves of sound and let them carry me away until I reach the clouds? And here's where I stay till I open my eyes again. I'm back on the other side again. Back on the other side again. Back on the other side. And one, two, what's this thing called you? Three, four, keeps me coming on back. And five, six, life's got the weirdest tricks. Seven, eight, every moment is something. And one, two, what's this thing called you? Three, four, keeps me coming on back. Five, six, life's got the weirdest little tricks. Seven, eight.
All right, once again, Ma Baker, Jordan, Jared, Ian, Guy, thank you for coming and playing for us.
Thank you for having us.
You guys were awesome. All right, thanks again. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio.